The weather's getting warmer.
And the numbers in your bank account are about to go up, too.
Listen to 95.3 Gorilla to enter the Banana Bank and walk out with a ton of cash.
We play weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30.
And we want to give you a mountain of money.
Just tell us if the price of bananas will go up or down.
If you're right,
you win the cash.
And if you're feeling lucky,
you can keep playing and win even more.
Listen weekdays.
And we'll send you from the Banana Bank
to the real bank with some free cash.
You could win hundreds or even thousands of dollars with your local hit music gorilla.
Good luck from 95.3.
Well, let's see. It's Thursday, right?
You are correct.
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar.
Do we get paid for this?
Paid. You don't get paid.
Oh, yes, I do.
Do you get paid? Yes.
Paid.
Paid.
Paid. It lasts.
Oh, well, in that case.
Show me the money.
Let's get ready. The show's about to start.
Buckle up. It's showtime.
I might get paid in laughs. I might pay you in laughs, but we also get you paid in real cold, hard cash money. It's not even banana bucks either. No, it's real money. It's real American dollars. We get you cashed up as much as we can. The Banana Bank happens three times a day, every weekday, 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And we've been giving out tons and tons and tons of money. Have you been listening? Elizabeth won $200, $500 to Yolanda in Goshen. Only local winners, too, by the way. Andrea in Gulfport won $500, $275 to Pam over in Harleston, $350 to Tammy in Mobile. $800 to Marcia and Picayune. Oh my God, it's amazing. It's incredible. And the bonus rounds are worth even more than that. The Banana Bank three times a day, every weekday, right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Good morning, it's Gorilla. Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, that's a great name, dude. How you
yes,
doing?
Sir. I'm doing good. How are you?
My name's Ryan, too. I am phenomenal. You are caller number 10 for the Banana Bank. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
$3,000 on the line, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we got to get there first. We are opening the price of bananas at $50, Ryan. $50. Are we going to go up or are we going to go down?
I think we're going to go down.
All right, you say we're going to go down from 50. Let's see. Are we going up or are we going down? Yes, we went down. We're now at $40. Ryan, we got $40 on the line. Do you want to keep the $40 or do you want to keep playing? What do you want?
I want to keep playing.
All right, you want to keep playing. $40 is the new price. Are we going up or are we going down?
I think we're going up.
Ryan says up this time. Guess number two, where are we going? Yes, we're going up. We just went up to $250. Ryan, that's a ton of cash. $250 is our new price. Do you want to keep the money or do you want to guess one more time? If you're right one more time, you could enter the $3,000 bonus round. What are you thinking?
I think I'm going to stay. I'm going to keep the money.
$250. Ryan says, give me the money. Give me the cash. You got it. $250 from Gorilla.
Let's go.
Awesome. You got the money, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
So it's prom season, and I want to know, how much did you spend on prom back in the day? Or maybe recently, if you went to a prom recently, or if one of your kids did. I want to know how much you spent on prom. New nationwide survey says it's almost $1,000. What? $1,000 on prom? The clothes, the dress, the flowers, the suits, the food, because of course there's a party involved, the transportation. If you're going in style, how much money did you spend on your prom back in the day or maybe recently? First is Annie. Annie, you said your daughter just had a prom, right?
Well, she had a prom last weekend.
All right, how much?
With the dress,
yep,
and the alterations.
Okay.
And the party bus, the nails, the hair, the tan.
Uh-oh. That sounds north of $1,000 to me, right?
Yeah.
Whew, that's a ton.
Well, it's a one-time thing, and I only have one daughter, thankfully.
Oh, there you go. It's not like you have to do it like four times or something, right? That's awesome. Okay, well, you know, you sound like a great mom. That's awesome. I remember my prom was the cost of a new tie, I think. I'm pretty sure. Like, I had my suit. I think I just needed a new tie. How much have you spent on prom recently? Alex is up. Alex, how much?
I spent $1,200 on my dress alone.
Oh, my God. That's huge. That's a ton. See, I didn't realize people were spending this kind of cash on, like, high school proms. That's wild. Brian just said that his family just went dress shopping yesterday. Brian, how much money?
My wife and my daughter just came back from getting a dress yesterday, and it was a little over $500.
$500 for a prom dress. This isn't like a wedding. Man, what else are you guys doing for prom this year?
Time to get the limo and the dinner and everything else together. Yeah, it'll be about $1,000.
Yeah, that's the national average this year. It's about $1,000 that people are spending on prom in 2026. That just seems like crazy to me, right?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Lena Dunham sidestepping questions on the Today Show about the accusations that she leveled at Adam Driver in her new book. Everybody's been talking about this. This is what she said on television, or more accurately, what she didn't say.
I wrote about a dynamic that a lot of young women can understand from the workplace. And the complicated thing is that I spent 8.5 years writing this book. So I was super intentional with every word that I put on the page. And then you come on live TV with cool, glamorous girls like you and are kind of, asked to rehash it in a way. And I think I really want people to read it in context and understand it.
I don't know. I mean, I can understand what she's saying, but I feel like that's not answering the question that they asked her of, why did you say these things about Adam Driver? She says, buy my book. Okay. Sydney Sweeney has returned for another jeans campaign. Watch out. New American Eagle shorts campaign. It's titled Sid for Short, and it picks up after the controversy over her previous jeans ad for American Eagle. Dave Chappelle is raising eyebrows. He was asked yesterday if he would ever consider reviving the Chappelle Show. This was his answer.
Is that something that you think that you would ever revisit, or you move past that?
Man, if you would ask me that question a year ago, I'd have told you absolutely not. But in the last few weeks, it's come up a lot, and I'm considering it.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I feel like on stage, obviously, Dave Chappelle is funny and not always serious, but off stage, I feel like that's a serious answer. He might actually be reviving the Chappelle Show. Wouldn't that be great? And we were talking about really weird proposals the other day on the show. Bryan Cranston has one that kind of takes the cake. Listen to this.
So she finally goes, "What are you asking, man?" I go, would you marry me? And she goes, no, I'm not. she said, yes. And we kissed. And what a relief that was. And then she said, do you have a ring for me? And I went, oh, yeah, the ring. But now she's in front of me. I couldn't get to it. So I went, here.
The ring was on his pinky toe. He proposed to his wife with a ring on his pinky toe. That kind of takes the cake for weird proposals, huh?
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
On today's date, 64 years ago, April 16th, 1962, CBS Evening News got a brand new anchor.
Good evening from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Yeah, Walter Cronkite officially took his seat on CBS Evening News April 16th, 1962. But he wasn't there as long as I thought he was. He retired on March 6th, 1981. That was only 19 years. On today's date in 1900, 126 years ago, the U.S. Post Office started selling a new product, books of stamps.
Burglar even took my stamp collection.
You had a stamp collection?
Stamp collection!
There's always a Simpsons clip, no matter what it is. There's always a Simpsons clip. Today is National High Five Day. It's celebrated annually on the third Thursday of April. The high five, the hand gesture that we're all familiar with, it's actually new. Did you know this? There are many origin stories of the high five, but most people think that it started back in October of 1977 on the LA Dodgers baseball team. Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke first started the gesture in the 70s. Hard to believe that this wasn't around. Like when they landed on the moon for Apollo 11 in 1969, nobody high-fived each other because it wasn't a thing back then. Isn't that wild? Up high, down low, too slow. Happy birthday to the high five. And let's go back 30 years on the music charts this morning. What was the number one song today's date 30 years ago? That would have been April 16th, 1996. Who had the top spot?
I'm everything I am because you love me.
Hey. There she is, Celine Dion, Because You Love Me. Number one on this date 30 years ago today. Here's your flashback freakout. Have a wonderful Thursday.